Christ's sacrifice. It's meaningless without Genesis.
Answers with Ken Hamm, whose ministry is building a large creation museum to open in a few months near Cincinnati, Ohio. Ken, I've heard people say that Genesis isn't important at all to spreading the gospel, but why do you say it's so vital?
You know, Mark, God gave us the entire Bible, and every verse is important. The book of Genesis is especially important because so many details in Genesis are directly tied to our understanding of the gospel. For example, Galatians 3 says Christ was made a curse for us. We can't understand the curse unless we understand that it originated in the Garden of Eden, when God judged Adam for his sin. Christ then took this judgment for us on the cross. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 says Christ is the last Adam, who was made a quickening spirit. We understand that Christ is the last Adam because the Bible also tells us about the first Adam. After Jesus rose from the grave and met some of his discouraged disciples on the road to Emmaus, the Bible indicates in Luke chapter 24, he began in Genesis to explain why he had to suffer and die. You see, if people want to fully understand the gospel in Christ's work on the cross, we need to teach and preach the book of Genesis.
This time of year, many people, of course, are focusing on Christ's birth. Find out how that relates directly to the book of Genesis. Read Ken Hamm's free booklet, From Creation to Bethlehem, when you go to our radio website, answersradio.com.